Good morning, everyone. It's a little past 5 a.m. on Friday, March 19th, as I start recording this. Apologies in advance, the snowplows are out, and so you might hear some funny noises. We had a nice little winter storm yesterday. It's why my parents had to go home early for my birthday. Yeah, yesterday was my 40th birthday. And I got some nice surprises. One of my friends on Twitter found my wish list on Amazon and sent me a few things off of it, including this one book that I'm reading right now and getting a huge kick out of that I wanted to share with you guys a little bit this morning. I'm mostly, for these audio boos, at least right now, I'm mostly focusing on interesting works of nonfiction. I have a taste for nonfiction that seems to be uncommon. I've got a whole series of these lined up, I think, just based on other good stuff that I'm reading. But this one was a gift from Elizabeth West, and it's A Mathematician's Lament: How School Cheats Us Out of Our Most Fascinating and Imaginative Art Form. And what this is, it's an expanded version of a lecture that the author Paul Lockhart gave several years ago, and it's been widely circulated within the math community, and I just got my hands on it this week, and it's half polemic and half almost like a love letter to mathematics, which is an interesting thing for someone like me to be reading. I'm probably exactly the sort of person that he most despairs for as he considers the state of mathematics education in the United States. He gets off on an interesting kick right from the get-go. He compares mathematics education to, he asks us to imagine, for instance, if music in the public schools was taught the way mathematics is, students would be learning key signatures, notation, clefs. They would be laboriously learning to draw musical notes and write on a staff, and wouldn't really get to sing or play any music until high school or college. And again, he compares it to if art classes were taught that way. Kids would be learning colors and brush strokes and techniques, and really good students would be ones that really, really know their color values, but and don't get to draw or paint until they're very, very advanced in this indeed. So my own history with mathematics being kind of unpleasant. I had a humdinger of a teacher in high school, for instance. He would stand next to you while you did problems on the blackboard and heckle you mercilessly, and many was the time I was called a dumb broad even before I'd made a mistake. So I had an aversion to mathematics for quite a long time, and like a lot of people, I kind of juked my way through my classes and just focused on stuff that I felt I was good at. But I always felt that I was depriving myself of something. I read a lot of science and a lot of science fiction. Even spent some time working as a scientist, and felt the lack very keenly. But it wasn't really until the last couple years. I read Ian Stewart's Letters to a Young Mathematician. And then more recently, I got my hands on Cliff Pickover's math book, which that tome is worth an audio boo all its own. But I've really developed, again, a taste for mathematics now that I realize what it's really supposed to be, which is, it's kind of the second half of Lockhart's book. He discusses why he loves mathematics and why he considers it a creative art form. He makes a very persuasive case, to the point where, as I've been reading through this, I've developed this notion that perhaps I should like to go back to school and become a math teacher.